This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. I once knew someone who claimed that they had funded their entire airfare to Disney on what they'd earned in credit card rewards. But our next guest says chasing some of those types of rewards could be a big mistake for you. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman joins us now. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Based on Bankrate's latest survey, how many people say they do pursue credit card rewards?
It's an overwhelming number overall. It's over 80%. The problem is that 72% of people with credit card debt are pursuing credit card rewards. And that's the key. Those with debt don't pay 20% interest just to get 1 or 2 or even 3 or 4 or 5% in cash back or airline miles. It's a losing proposition if you're paying high interest rates just to get a smaller amount back in rewards.
What do you see as far as the ages, the generations that are trying to use this to their advantage?
It's mostly young people. 89% of Gen Zers and 85% of millennials with credit cards are pursuing rewards. That compares with 78% of Gen X and 72% of boomers. Nothing wrong with pursuing rewards if you're debt-free. That's when credit cards really work for you. The problem, again, though, is those paying high interest rates just to get a smaller amount. I mean, think of it this way. The average credit card charges about 20%. So over the course of the year, that's $20 in interest for every $100 that you owe. A typical cash back payout is something on the order of 2%. It's similar for travel. Just over half of cardholders pay in full every month. These are the people that should be chasing rewards. If you're in the 44% with debt, no shame, but we've got to attack that debt first before chasing rewards.
What's the long-term risk for those individuals that do carry debt and still try to pursue rewards?
It's easy to become trapped in an expensive debt cycle. We find that 6 in 10 people with credit card debt have had it for at least a year. And that's where it just really stacks upon itself, that you know, you're paying 20% this year and you're paying 20% next year. And credit card rates are really high, especially relative to other forms of debt. And that's where you need to get a handle on it once and for all. Again, no shame. People often get into debt for medical bills and car repairs and groceries and gas and essential kind of things. The way to break the cycle is to get a 0% balance transfer credit card. Move that existing high-cost debt over to a new card that won't charge interest for up to 24 months in some cases. That's a huge tailwind for your debt payoff efforts. Or you could work with a reputable nonprofit credit counselor like Money Management International, or you could take on a side hustle. You could sell stuff you don't need. It's important to make credit card debt payoff a priority.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.